Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 8, 2021. Idaho public health leaders have activated crisis standards of care. That lets hospitals in the northern part of the state ration health care since there are more patients than they can handle. Residents have been warned they may not get the care they'd normally expect if they need to be hospitalized. Hawaii's governor signed an order last week releasing hospitals and healthcare workers from liability if they must ration healthcare. Who wouldn't want super immunity? A series of studies has found some people mount an extraordinarily powerful immune response against the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Their bodies produce very high levels of antibodies and make antibodies with great flexibility that can fight off current and future variants. Who's most likely to achieve such a thing? People who were infected in 2020, then immunized with mRNA vaccines in 2021. Reports say those people have amazing responses to the vaccine. It's question and answer time. What are the chances you'll get COVID-19 if you are fully vaccinated? According to new data reported by the New York Times, it's 1 in 5,000. What are the chances you'll be hospitalized from COVID if you're fully vaccinated? The same report suggests that number is 1 in every 1 million. Malaysia will be the first country to declare COVID-19 an endemic as opposed to a pandemic. This change will happen around the end of October. COVID would be endemic when the virus that causes the disease becomes permanent in the community and keeps circulating among the population. Other endemics include flu, dengue, and malaria. An ABC News poll asked unvaccinated workers whose employers haven't imposed a vaccine mandate yet what they'd do if it became mandatory. 16% would get vaccinated, 35% would ask for a medical or religious exemption, and 42% would quit. Asked what they'd do if they couldn't get an exemption, the number who would quit goes up to an astonishing 72%. In the United States, cases were flat, deaths are up 34%, and hospitalizations are up 4% over 14 days. Keep in mind this week's statistics are affected by changes in reporting over the Labor Day holiday. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since July 5th. There are once again over 9 million active cases in the United States at 9,015,387. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the biggest 14-day increase in hospitalizations, North Dakota up 103%, South Dakota 72%, West Virginia 47%, Maine 38%, and Wyoming and Virginia 37%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Perry, Kentucky, Rusk, Texas, Dorchester, South Carolina, Sequatchie, Tennessee, Monroe, Tennessee, Taylor, Florida, Clay, Kentucky, Marion, Tennessee, Richland, Louisiana, and Hendry, Florida. There have been at least 650,511 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated was not updated and remain Vermont at 68.1%, Connecticut at 66.4%, and Massachusetts at 66.3%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 39.1%, Wyoming at 39.3%, and Idaho at 39.5%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 53%. The five countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people, Vietnam, Guatemala, and South Korea up 4%, and Pakistan and Morocco 3%. Globally, cases were down 11% and deaths were down 8% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,888,092 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 114,626, the UK, 41,088, India, 30,184, Iran, 27,579, and the Philippines, 22,380. There have now been at least 4,585,508 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.